The City Council voiced support last night for a property tax increase to fund sidewalk repairs. City Controller Jeff Underwood presented a proposal reestablishing a cumulative capital development fund along with the property tax increase. The fund is primarily supported by property taxes. Underwood said Mayor Hamilton would like to prioritize the money for sidewalk projects. As for the impact on property owners, Underwood provided examples. He estimates a homeowner with property valued at $50,000 will see a 20-cent tax increase.
Jump up to a house that's a property value of $100,000, the impact 65 cents. A house that's valued at $150,000, it would be $1.30. A house that's valued at $200,000, it would be just short of $2 a year. And then if it hits $250,000, they're probably going to hit the property tax cap and there would be no impact.
The new tax rate would go into effect in 2019. Along with the tax increase, Underwood said Mayor Hamilton intends to resurrect a program the city used years ago where it partnered with low-income homeowners for sidewalk projects.
Basically, we supply the labor and they pay for the materials. So this would go to fund our share, primarily used in low-income areas where folks just can't afford to repair the sidewalks. So this will give them an assist to get those done.
Underwood told Councilmember Allison Chopra of a revised version of the partnership program will be presented during the city's August budget hearings.
Because again, the rate doesn't go in effect until 2019, so right. We want to have plenty of time to go through it, see if we can identify any other funds, provide it to you, let you comment, and have in place for the first of the year.
Okay, and who would you suggest people contact if they have suggestions about that? I've already been contacted by constituents.
Either the mayor's office or Public Works, Adam Wason.
Councilmember David Rollo commented to Underwood that the tax increase seemed regressive.
So the burden lies on those properties that are assessed lower than $250,000.
Right.
Okay. But we have no choice in this matter because this is set by the state legislature. But I just wanted to note that this is essentially a regressive tax in a sense. I mean, you know, obviously incrementally it matters less if you. I mean, if your property is only $50,000, you have a 20-cent impact. Not very much, but still, this is something to note. I guess I'll phrase it in a question.
Yes.
Am I correct in my assumption?
It is, as you can see, that okay. Go up. And that's one of the reasons why the mayor wants to bring back the program to help lower income houses. So really put that money back in the community for the people.
Okay. And my second question is it this application to sidewalk repair, mm-hmm. has it been effective? In other words, are people able or willing to step up and share costs, especially low-income people? I mean, it seems to me that if you're scraping by, every dollar matters. Are you really willing to assume maybe half the cost of the sidewalk repair?
I can just go from historically, it was a popular program because it did help reduce the cost. Obviously, you know, we're coming before you tonight. We will pull the program back out, and over the next several months, put that back in. And I know one of the things that we'll look for is matching funds that we could help, you know, with grants or things like that, that would hopefully, you know, it might have no cost to low income
okay,
taxpayers.
Okay, that's good. Great. Thank you.
Councilmember Isabel Piedmont-Smith noted that even property owners who could afford to install their own sidewalks could use additional resources from the city.
I have communicated with Adam Wason for Public Works that it would be great to have just a web page that, you know, for people who can afford perhaps to fix their sidewalks, but they don't know where to start. I mean, I wouldn't know where to start, who to call, fix a sidewalk. How do I do that? And maybe in addition to just some pointers of how to do it, maybe the city could put neighbors together or help people contact everybody on their block so that, you know, it's much more efficient to do a whole block rather than just one person's property.
Councilmember Jim Sims questioned Underwood on a stipulation in the proposal that directed any leftover funds to trail and street maintenance.
Will we ever run out of sidewalks to repair?
No, but we wanted you to know what the priorities were.
It's
sidewalks, trails, and then streets. Obviously, all of those areas we could use more money. We don't have enough money for any of them.
The council will hold a public hearing and then a vote on the tax rate increase on February 21st. If adopted, Underwood said, a 30-day remonstrance period kicks in.
Taxpayers, a minimum of 50, may petition against the proposed tax. If the petition is certified, then a public hearing must be scheduled, and ultimately the Department of Local Government Finance will certify approval, disapproval, or modification of the proposal.
According to state statute, the remonstrance and adoption process must be completed by May 1st. If adopted, the new tax rate would go into effect in 2019.